Stories Podcast.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lauren Simon, and I welcome you to the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 153. This is where I post the topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and then you get to come up with stories based on that topic. And then you listen to the podcast, you vote for your favorites, that figures out the next topic, blah, blah, blah. You're probably used to that by now. The topic for this week was chosen by Tom of Footnote Podcast. I'm sure he wants me to say that MIDI podcast, but I'm saying footnote because I love saying footnote. And the topic was Swimming in Denial. The music that you're hearing in the background is by Guy David. He's at GuyDavid.com. Check him out. He's got lots of music that I think would fit well with your podcast. If only I could figure out 1 minute 30 segments that I can use. Okay, so I'm lazy. I admit it. I'm real lazy. I listen and then I don't tag it. All right, there you go. To figure out who goes first this week, we figure out who won last week, and it's a 5-way tie. Well, I guess we'll just... What are you guys doing? I'm going to check things out. Here's Tom from Footnote.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And some weekly updates. Caleb has moved past Liana into the fourth position with 89 stories. Justin the Space Turtle is in the ninth position, leaping over Andrew. Both Norval and Ashley are in the top 20. Norval at 16 with 25 stories. And Ashley at 18 with 23 stories. Stories in a row! We got 130 stories by Tom, 96 stories in a row by Guy David, 68 stories in a row by Planet Z, 56 stories in a row by Anna Zabaleta, 31 stories in a row by Justin the Space Turtle, 26 by Andrew, 24 by Norval, and 23 by Ashley. We're still in the double-digit range. Actually, if you take the last 50 stories in a row, only one of them was under 10. That's a pretty good percentage. We're at 10.71. Yeah, maybe by the end of the year we'll get to 11. But now, on with the show! The story this evening is entitled, My My. Alma Sue Louise, that was her confirmation name, was a deeply devoted Catholic, had that amazing logic off switch which allowed her to believe, in spite of all mounting evidence, that her husband, Leroy Michael Joseph, was cheating on her with no less than her childhood friend, Mary Margaret Xavier Sullivan.
"Girl,"
said her mother,
"if you believe that man of yours is faithful, you all is treading water in Egypt."
"What, Mama?"
"You is swimming in denial."
"I don't know how to swim."
"Lordy, child, I'm going to have to drop you in the Jean-Paul Sartre end of Deep Pool."
Okay. Thank you, Tom, and thank you for the update. As always, it's a math lesson here on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can check out more from Tom at his various podcasts and sites linked in the show notes. Where are those? Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also the text for each story, and you can vote for your favorites. Nardo's all meowy again. I haven't left the door open, because if I leave the door open, the kitten will run out there, climb up the tree, get stuck, and then I have to go get him before he falls. And also the kitten has decided to run in and out of a box of used kitty litter. Well, it's not used. The box is empty. But I hadn't tossed it out yet, and I was pouring in the last bits, and then he kind of went, "I want to get in there. I want to play with it." And it's like, okay. Sure enough, he's knocking the box around. I guess I need to take photos in a movie. I'm being a bad cat daddy. Okay, now that you've got all that out of the way, I guess we need to keep going with all the winners. 5-way tie. I guess that means everyone was really good. Let's go with, that's right, Guy, you were one of the winners. You keep saying, oh, no one votes for me. Well, guess what? Someone voted for you. In fact, enough someones that, here we go, here's your story.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 153. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where we just unlocked the secret of the universe, found it horrifying, and locked it up again. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. Now, this is my 100th entry for the weekly challenge. My first entry was for weekly challenge number 49 with the topic of spring, and my second was for number 51 with the topic of location, location, location. On my third entry, which was for weekly challenge number 56 with the topic of baseball, I added the intro music, only Lawrence never got the file and my entry didn't make it. That didn't discourage me though, and started with weekly challenge number 58 with the topic of cheating. I had 96 sequential entries. There was one more entry that didn't make it for weekly challenge number 67 with the topic of fatal wound, but I entered two stories for that week and the other one did make it. And now, here is my story for this week's topic, which is swimming in the Nile. Kind of fitting for the upcoming Passover celebrations, don't you think? Anyway, here we go. Enjoy! The young princess went skinny dipping in the river when she spotted a small ark floating on it. She fished it and found a crying baby inside. She got home and asked her father, the Pharaoh, if she could keep him. Sure, her father said, as long as you take him for walks. I don't want him shitting all over my palace. She thanked him and decided to name the baby. At first, she thought of calling him Moses, since in her language it meant the one that got fished from the river. But then she just called him Fido.
Thank you, Guy. And thank you for the statistics update and reminders that, yes, occasionally I can't find the stories. That's because I've moved things over to isfullofcrap@gmail.com for the contact address to solve the spam filter problem. But one thing that Google occasionally does is stick things in the spam filter. So that's why if you put in the subject line, weekly challenge, all capital letters, that kind of catches my attention. And a lot of people do. Isn't that great? I think it's great. Oh, well. I'll get to putting and chopping the music up for that. I just need to make the templates. If I make the templates, I use them. Because I've got the creepy music, and I have the scary music, and I have the standard music, and I just, you know, switch between them based on the story. Although, I mean, if I'm doing something that's sort of like, you know, Steel Magnolias, I mean, there's not like a, oh, that's so sweet. Well, actually, the main music is kind of big. I don't know. Anyway, let's continue with the winners before I lose my mind completely. Next up is Caleb with another one of his in the field impromptu. You just got to hear it to believe it. Here's Caleb.
Hello, here I am at work, recording on the fly to get things in under the wire, and here is my 100-word story about swimming in denial. While swimming in the Nile, I met a crocodile. As our eyes met, down the bank he swept and gave me such a smile. I thought then how I'd wish I'd not had so much fish down in my guts with wine and nuts to make a croc stuffed dish. The croc began to swim with vigor and with vim on up to me. I tried to flee and pleaded unto him. The croc said, "Pleased to meet you. Now I'm not here to eat you. You won't be gored by the tourism board. I'm simply here to greet you. Thanks, and have a pleasant rest of your day." I didn't actually turn this off, did I?
Thank you, Caleb. And we look forward to hearing the Black Tie Martini Club as recorded at work. Okay, maybe that wouldn't be such a great idea because you have a dent in it and all the stuff and people sending stuff in. And okay, maybe we should just forget that I ever said that. Maybe I should just edit that part out. Ah, that involves editing. I'm too lazy to do that. Ha 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 ha. Do you know what I do while I listen to these stories as I'm putting this together? I floss my teeth. I kid you not. I have my dental floss right here, and I do my teeth flossing for the morning while I do this. Call me a multitasker, if you will. And then the used dental floss? The kitten gets to it. That's gross. All right, let's see who else won. Mike didn't get one in, and who else? I think someone else won, but I don't remember. Let's continue with the rest of our friends who keep coming back for more and more and more. First up is Linda. I can't believe it. I mean, all these other rookies that, you know, they come in, they vanish, they go off, they create successful podcasts. It just warms my heart to know that they go out there and make a little something of themselves. But Linda, you know, she hasn't yet gotten to the point where she wants to branch off and create the LindaCast with a Y. Linda with a Y, not with an I. I'm sure there are 12 LindaCasts out there with an I, but none of them with a Y. It's all about branding. So here's... Okay, what are you doing on the back of my chair? All right, the kitten is on the back of an iron-backed chair. It used to make sense when I had a recliner with a thick back to it that Piper would get up and then hit me in the back of the head with the tail. But this is just, dude, you are nuts. Here's Linda's story.
Hey, everyone, it's Linda. This is my tale of terror for the Swimming in Denial Weekly Challenge. Enjoy.
In the summer of 1923, I was part of an expedition to uncover the lost temple of Sobek Ra, the crocodile god of Egypt. At the end of the day, we'd washed the sand and sweat off in the river, ignoring the warnings of the locals about what lay beneath the surface. I was the only one to survive. I still hear the sound when I try to sleep. Those days were called Roaring Twenties for a reason, just not the reason anyone wants to admit.
Ha 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 ha! Most wonderful. Thank you, Linda. You can find out more from Linda at the link in the show notes that says Linda, and then you go, oh, there's a link there. I guess I'll click on it. Clicky clicky. Oh, wait, the internet is down. I'd better call someone to fix it. Hello, can you fix my internet? What? Oh, no, you're the gas company. Oh, well, I wouldn't mind to have internet through my gas lines. I'll just hook it straight to this oxygen mask.
You know, that's just crazy. Getting your internet through utilities is nuts. I mean, you can't get internet through your gas line. You can't get internet through your water line.
Oh, look, all this stuff is soaking wet. I'd better dry it off.
That's just crazy. So forget, get your internet the way God intended, and that is through mail. Alright? Don't go through this utility stuff. It's nuts. And also, you know, how do you get the packets back? You throw them out in the trash? Trash collection? They don't do that on Sunday. How do you get your internet on Sunday? Okay. Alright, well, let's continue. Here's Anima Zabaleta. She's off... where is she off to? She's always on vacation somewhere. Greetings from the Great North. Oh, she's not on vacation. Oh, you're dealing with the volcanoes. You know, I've been doing this thing, throwing people in the volcano. It's an anti-social media thing that I'm doing, where I eliminate one friend or follow every day until I'm down to zero. And it's very hard. And I've been doing that with my blog role, too, because you know how it is. Those things get so bloated. You know, like I feel right now. My doctor said my numbers suck, okay? All my numbers, the tubby, buddy, bleh, I'm just bleh. You know, I'm going to be like, you know, racing for a big fat casket. You know those fat caskets? Yeah. So I need to be better. All right. Enough angst. Let's hear from Anima. Let's cheer up.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 153, Swimming in Denial. And if you were not up on your ancient Egyptian gods, check it out on Wikipedia. Intro music by Guy David, and help this week by Ari Gaffer.
Mama Neith, is it October yet? I want a tasty tourist.
Shh, 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 shh. No tears, Sobek. Big crocs don't cry. Look, the felucas are coming downriver. Be still. Go with the flow. Lower your head more. Just nostrils out of the water.
There's one. The lady trailing her fingers in the water.
No, she'll never go swimming. And she looks too old anyway. Keep on looking. Let's wait for a boat filled with young people. Listen for the loudest one. Tourists rarely pay attention to anything floating quietly. Plus, they find the Egyptian sun so hot.
I am a log. I am a log. I am a log.
That's what we like. Ancient Egyptian gods planning mass murder. Woo, yeah. That's my kind of story. Thank you, Anima, and thank you... I was about to say Gaffy. No, Ari Gaffer. Just... Okay, what are you two doing? Okay, now the kitten is inside the box. Nardo is swatting at him from outside. They're having a... Nardo, dude, and he's, Nardo's like half into this SWAT thing. He's not really, and he just wandered away. He's like, I don't want to deal with this. Poor guy. He thought he had the good life. You know, when Frisky kicked it, he was like, oh, I don't have anyone to chase anymore. Oh, well, now I'll just go wandering around and sleep all day. I'm a happy boy. And then this happens. I'm sorry, buddy. Oh, well, he'll figure out how to climb back up real high on things and then get a defensive position. Piper did that. Okay, who's next? Let's see. Oh, Jeff from Great Heights. Uh-oh, he's saying things aren't so great right now. Oh, dear. Well, let's hear from him and wish him the best. Here he is.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This is week number 153 with the topic of swimming in denial. As you can tell from the beginning of this, I've been rather busy, and my wife's been busier. So, yeah. Sorry I haven't been here for a while, so that's but I'm back, and hopefully I'll be a little more prolific. Regular. Something. Here is my story called Keeping Him Happy.
There are only so many things one person can do, no matter how hard that person works. I was living proof of that. Here I was. I thought I had it all under control. My wife was happy. My kids were happy. My boss was happy. Heck, most days I was pretty sure that I was happy. Then, we had to get in the swimming pool. The pool was great. The kids loved it. Then came the lap machine. One of those that makes a current. They all stood there and laughed, cranking it up on me. I realized then I was swimming in denial.
Thank you.
This has been Jeffrey Height. If you enjoyed this story, please take the time to go out to greatheights.blogspot.com and listen to other stories, most of them longer, and by other authors that you might recognize. Narvel, Ashley, Justin, Guy, Anima, any of these names ring a bell to you? These are just a very small sampling of people who've written for Great Heights. Oh, this guy named Lawrence, too. I don't know who he is. And this other guy named Jeff. Wish he'd go away. By the way, in case you're interested, the baby was a boy. He's mostly healthy. He's 7 pounds 11 ounces and 21 inches long. I'm not real sure why those stats make everybody so happy, but they do. So now you have him. You can tell all your friends. There's a vicious little rumor going around that this is number 8 for us. It's true. This is number 8. And the balance of power in my house is such that my wife claims that there's testosterone dripping down the walls. We'll have to see what happens when we have teenage girls. Yeah, not looking forward to that. If you've got the chance, come out to Great Heights, where 100 words is only the beginning.
Congratulations, Jeff. I just figured that by the time it was number 8, you know, you're like, oh, I'm sick of hearing congratulations. Oh, God, not another one to put through college or find bail money for, or I don't know. Let's see. What do you do with 8 kids? What do you do? I don't even know what to do with 2 cats. Here, hold on. Come here. Come here. Okay, since he won't meow, I'll shake him, and you can hear the tinkly bell. You like being shaked, don't you? No, don't shake me. Don't shake me. I don't want to be shaken. You see, you're like a kitten. He's not even a pound. Well, he's sort of, I would say, a pound and a half. Shake him. Yes, but he cooks down to probably about 3/4. So as McDonald's would cook him, it would be pre-cooking weight. Yes, you're a little monster. Okay, now Nardo comes back in. He wants me to pet him, so I do. And after I pet him for about a minute, Nardo will get jumped by Bruin. Yes, it's the live kitty chat thing. Yes, I know I should be sending more stories to Great Heights. And I keep typing them up in my BlackBerry, but they never fit the topic. Oh, well. I'll get around to it one day. Even the cloud storage one. I had a story idea for cloud storage where they would store clouds away and then bring them back when needed. But I can't write really long stories anymore for some reason. Oh, well. Big sigh. Next up is Justin. He's with Space Turtle. Isn't that exciting? I know you'd find that exciting. I do. In fact, I find it so exciting that I'm just going to shut up and let you hear the story before Bruin bites Nardo's tail off. Why did I ever have to find that kitten?
Meow. Space Turtle. Justin Lowmaster here with today's 100-word story. I'm trying a couple new things today. I'm using Audacity I've always used Audacity, but I'm trying out the beta, see how that goes. Also, when I did my reading in Second Life, I made some adjustments to my equalizer, and it apparently affects my microphone. So, I'm using those to see if it increases the quality of my wonderful voice. Or something. Anyways, topic was swimming in denial. I didn't exactly use the swimming part, but I used denial. So, the story is... Oh, I didn't title it. Well, we'll call it The Egyptian Story. Here goes. When Discovery Channel scientists developed a camera that could see into ancient times, current archaeology became a thing of the past. The first documentary, Egypt, broadcast live. Many amazing discoveries were made about ancient Egypt. It was a very nihilistic society. Activities at a bath proved that chiropractic care already existed. It was even discovered that there was a sales team that sold giant stones and involved higher-ranked salesmen taking part of lower-ranked salesmen's earnings. It was the first pyramid scheme. The most amazing discovery revealed that pharaohs were buried with sweet lozenges to help deal with their sour esophagus.
Bad pun alert. You know what? That's all this podcast is someday. A bunch of bad puns, you know? This could be like the Puncast. I bet you there's probably a Puncast. Hold on. Puncast.com. There. Domain Puncast is parked with dot dealers. So someone has the idea. Now let's go to Puncast.org. I'm sure looking it up. Can't find it. There is no Puncast.org. It's all for profit. Damn you, capitalism. Speaking of capitalism, it's time once again for Houston Keys. He's been gone for a while, but he took pity on all of us and said, I don't want this podcast to dip below double digits of contributions ever. I will share my creativity. Nah, he just sent one in. He liked the topic. Here we go with Houston Keys.
You ask me about swimming in denial? I did it once, but only once. Leeches and creepy crawlies in my nether regions convinced me to give it up. Besides, camel dung and plagues and all that other stuff takes away from the fun. Sometimes, denial isn't all it's cracked up to be. I used to watch my buddies swim, but some seasons all they could do was wallow in it, as there wasn't enough crap to actually swim in. Well, enough wool gathering about my own youthful indiscretions. I prefer to let the president swim in it now.
Woohoo! We get political! Yay! Ha 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 ha! Oh, what joy it is! Thank you, Houston, and welcome back. Now, Mike P. has returned, but he didn't send in a recording. He's been given a restraining order with his microphone. They have to stay 50 meters away. Now, if you've ever tried recording yourself from 50 meters away, it's not easy. I mean, you have to set things up, then you have to run. Maybe you have the laptop there and you have 50 meters of cable. That's hard to string. Where are you going to find 50 meters to put the cable down in the street so it's noisy? So here we go with Mike P's story.
Deanna Nile had become a celebrity at age 17 when her first CD dropped and sixth grade girls went nuts. Her parents hired bodyguards to protect her from the loonies, but they had limits. When she snuck off and met her dealer, her guards didn't know where she was. Nobody did, except for the dealer. And Harry, her number one fan. The bodyguards found Deanna in the alley behind the club, 15 minutes too late, her blood pooling on the ground. Cockroaches were swarming. And as it began to rain, it seemed as if they were swimming in denial.
Thank you, Midget, for taking the hit for me. I really wouldn't know how to read Mike's story, but there you go. If only Hannah Montana would get worse. I mean, come on, are you sick? Are you sick of her? God. Now that Miley Cyrus, she's a good kid, but that Hannah Montana, oh, what a pistol. So, who comes next? Well, it would be a typical weekly challenge if I were to forget somebody. And sure enough, I forgot Norval Joe, produced the damn podcast, and then Norval sends me an and I'm like, ah, shit. I do this every goddamn week, and I'm tired of it. Maybe I should just give up this damn podcast and go back to just cap logging. Just, I keep fucking up. Anyway, my apologies, Norval, and here's your story.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 153. which I might add is my 25th consecutive entry. Now, I realize that I haven't gotten really good at writing what everyone else likes, but I've had a lot of fun doing it. I figured out this has been nearly 6 months that I've been entering these weekly challenges, and I've had a good time. And also, I got good enough at it that I got one of my 100-word entries accepted for the Lost Book Diary, which other people might try because it looks like to me like they need some help. But it's also been fun getting used to getting to know people and to recognize their names and hearing them in other places, like on the forum and feedback, at like hearing Chivalry Bean's name on the Drabblecast and a comment from Jay Height on Escape Pod. And speaking of familiar names, I was really looking forward to this week hearing a story on the Great Heights Challenge from the guy that came up with the prompt for last week about cloud storage. Well, I've gone over my 100 words, so I guess I better get to my story. Michael Phelps liked to do everything fast, whether it's chopping vegetables, signing autographs, or learning to speak Chinese with Rosetta Stone. On a flight to Europe, the in-flight movie was Crocodile Dundee, and that gave him an idea. Redirecting his return flight through Egypt, he went to the Nile to show Paul Hogan what he was made of. In his Speedo, he jumped in to outswim the crocodiles. His goal was to beat the records he set in the 2008 Summer Olympics. Instead, in London, in 2012, he'll be in the Paralympics, competing as a double below-knee amputee. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
You see? It's a lovely story. It's a great story. An epic tale for all time. And you almost didn't hear it because of me. Because I suck. You know, this should be a way I could just automate this, take myself out of the process, and just let Planet Z do his own stories at the end. All right? Maybe I need to take like a year-long break from this and come back to it. What do y'all think? Take a break? Come back next month? Come back next year? What do y'all suggest? Anyway, while I'm just bitching, I'll hand it over to Planet Z. Here you go.
Once, long ago, Egypt boasted many rivers. One by one, these rivers were picked up and hauled away by various conquerors, dragged before royal courts in chains, forced to bow before kings, used for sport and pleasure. Louis XVI powered his fountains with the river Anubis. Pretty soon, all that was left was the Nile. Too valuable to lose, Nasser ordered the construction of the Aswan Dam for its protection. It's worked well until today. Our team is ready and waiting in the Sudan, and with one word, the trap will be unleashed. So, President Mubarak, about that $1 billion...
This has been the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 153, Swimming in Denial. You've heard 10 stories on that topic, and now it's time for you to go vote. That's right, vote for your favorites. Go to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, look for the show notes for Weekly Challenge number 153, click on the little clicky boxes for all the ones you liked, and then click on Vote. Then go back and go to the links for all the people that sent in the stories. See what else is out there. Like, hold on. Did I remember to... No, please no. It's also a tradition that I forget to put in somebody in the stupid voting. I get so tired of having to do that stupid poll over and over again. Anyone have a better poll hosting solution? Yeah. Tom? Guy, Caleb, Linda, Jeffrey, Justin, Norval, Houston, Mike, I forgot, Anima. Each and every week I screw something up. And that's what I screwed up this week. I knew it. And I closed out the tab to pollhost.com. Oh, God. Every freaking week. Oh, well. And I do this for 153 weeks. Not straight. Okay. I took a week off for that hurricane thing. All right, I'll admit it. I'll admit it. But things were a little busy then. And I never lost power. Didn't really lose internet or phone. If I had slept through it, I would have never known that we had lost power, except for the blinking clocks. So, there you go. Oh, well. The music was by Guy David. You know, the loops that you're hearing behind you. Good stuff. Check it out. And that's pretty much it. I'm going to go fix the poll host right now and then get this silly thing up. Until next week when we have another one of these, the topic is up, and it was a five-way tie, so it's going to be a crazy topic. Until blah, 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 all that stuff, just go there, come start working on the story, and I'll meet back here with you next week, all right? Till then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.